congratulations on the win, first and foremost, Coach. You get to 6-0 in league play. It wasn't the prettiest of games. It was a physical game, kind of like Tuesday night, maybe a little bit rougher at times, but you guys were more battle-tested in that scenario, and guys found a way to get a big third-quarter run, and that ended up being the difference in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this win, honestly, because when you can't make a shot, which we could not, you know, you have to do the little things, and that's one thing the last few days we've really been focusing on. You know, right now, you know, we've got one starter out. I'm asking people to step up and do some things that I haven't asked them to do, and they really contributed. Everyone was boxing out. Everyone was where they were supposed to be defensively. You know, we knew we could have backside help. I mean, we were strong underneath the basket. I can't complain about anything, honestly, and I'm really proud of their effort.
Hey, you're down to a point in the first half there, and 18-17. It was back and forth there in that first half, seven late changes in the game. Then you guys go on that big spurt in the third quarter and then close out with an 8-0 run into the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, and get up by 12, and all of a sudden, you know, scoring droughts happens for 7 minutes. But you guys stayed poised somehow, some way. Some fouls here along the way that were tough calls, but you survived each one of their free throw attempts and survived some runs along the way that Colby made.
Yeah, we just had to quit fouling. You know, they're good free throw shooters. We can't put them on the line. And just be smart defensively, but I also felt like we were smart offensively as well. We didn't have to rush anything, you know, and I felt like that's what a veteran team does. They kind of know the situation. And, you know, unless it's a wide open layup, there's no need to force it because, you know, they're a smart defensive team. And so they'll capitalize on that if we turn it over. And we didn't turn it over. I was really proud of those last few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you needed some of your post players to step up, and they did just that, leading you guys in scoring. Weathers really stepped up. She had a rough Tuesday night with six, but she got more touches here tonight, ended up with 13 points. And then Emily Smith had 11 there. And it was good to see her close the game out with the 2-for-2 free throw line after struggling for most of the year.
Yeah, she stepped up with confidence, and she kind of looked at me as they fouled her at the end. She goes, "I probably should have passed that, huh?" I said, because we're trying to run the time off the clock. But I was like, just step up and make it. And she did. So it just helped extend the lead even more.
Well, you guys get a win. Have now a six-game winning streak against Colby here. And more importantly, you have two wins over them. And you get to 6-0 in league play and have a little five-game separation with them in the sub-state standings with about five games to go. But now you kind of have to reel it in, and it's another final non-league game of the season Tuesday night, another home game, Southwestern Heights.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if we're going to have Bailey back then. She sure wanted to put on her uniform tonight, and we just want to be smart about it. But, you know, no matter what happens, I was really proud of the girls who stepped up for us. Madison, Katie, Lindy, they did great. They really contributed tonight, and no matter what happens with Bailey, I feel confident no matter what.
It was definitely a team effort for you guys tonight. And you know, coming off a tough loss here and to see your team bounce back like that, that's a positive step. And they took their frustration out on Colby tonight.
Yeah, I was really proud of them because, you know, we could go two ways out of that. You know, we could just fold and pout just because we've lost, or we could really fight through it and try to get better. And I felt like we really learned. We really reflected on a couple of things that maybe we weren't doing so well, and we did them tonight.
Well, Coach, thanks again for the time. Congratulations on a big win, and 13-2 on the year, 6-0, and we'll try it again next week.
Thanks, Adam.